This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Tuesday night to you and much love wherever you're at. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. That's right. This is the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's my job to hang out here with you for the next 4 hours, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Thank you to producer Susumu, and like I said, thank you to you for listening. There is no show if you ain't tuning in, and so I appreciate that. We got a lot to do here over the next 4 hours on this Tuesday night, and as we hang out, and I try my best to pull you closer to Wednesday, all right? If you want to give me a holler, you should know how to do it. The number here at CBS Sports Radio is 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. So we know NFL wildcard weekend came to a close last night, and so I want to piggyback on some of the themes that we didn't get to touch. There were a lot of people, a lot of conversations, obviously, about the Rams and what they're going to do, how they're going to perform. We still have plenty of time this week to dive deeper into the actual matchups that will take place on Saturday and Sunday. But I don't want to say, and I guess this is the reality, I don't want to put a nail in the coffin for the teams that have been eliminated, but I do want to talk about them. I want to think about what team has the best chance or opportunity to bounce back next season. I do want to spend some time later on in the show talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. This is the time of the year where NFL coaches get the can, or they get canned, they get the boot. Well, there were some rumors that Frank Vogel of the Los Angeles Lakers, he's really coaching on a day-to-day basis right now, not necessarily the job that anybody wants. There's still some head coaching jobs in the NFL that are still open and available. We'll talk about some of those. Russell Wilson was on ESPN's Manning Cast last night, and Russell Wilson didn't necessarily commit to the Seattle Seahawks. We will get into that. The Tennessee Titans, there's a lot being said about them right now. What they are, what they are not, who they will be, and we'll talk about them. I guess they have to be one of the most overlooked number one seeds in recent memory. Producer Susumu and I talked about this last week. So we will get into the Tennessee Titans. So there is a lot to do. Susumu, how are you this evening?
I'm all good. I'm very much looking forward to getting in the Titans in at least the later part of the show. But I got to tell you, it's kind of a quiet night of sports a little bit tonight. Doesn't it kind of feel weird that we only have like 8 teams left in the NFL in the playoffs?
No.
What do you mean no? I mean, I'm no. Saying like it's we're so used to having to think about all 32, and then you see like now there's 8. It's just like you take 24 out. It just feels like, wow, the room just got a little more hollow.
Okay. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, it happens at this time every year. The garbage teams stop playing. The good teams are here, and it also happens to be a Tuesday night. So things seem pretty normal to me. So we'll continue on. This is just normal parts of the sports calendar. Are you missing a particular team? Are you upset that there's not a particular team participating?
I will say I am going to miss the Cowboys. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to miss the Cowboys. No, I mean, there are some teams I miss. But I think the eight teams that are left, it feels right, doesn't it? It feels like the eight teams that are left are the right teams.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say everyone here deserves to be here. And now they have to, you know, pare it down even more. We're going to move down from 8 to 4, as by the time we get to Monday, we're going to have an idea of who's going to participate in the championship games for both the AFC and the NFC, and it's going to be a great conversation to have. And so to wrap things up on what we saw over the weekend, wild card weekend is pretty much a bunch of wild card teams, you know, someone that is basically out there rolling the dice, hoping that they can continue, go on some type of magical Cinderella run, and most times it doesn't work. We saw teams get blown the hell out and have question marks going into the offseason, tons of them. Last night, obviously, the Cards lost. The next hour, we're going to talk about these Arizona Cardinals and whether Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, whether or not they could ever work things out. We'll do that next hour. But there's no dispute in the fact that it was ugly last night. 34-11. They caught that L. I don't know how the hell you come back from that. So I want to take a look at the teams that have been eliminated or were eliminated over the weekend. And I want to tell you who I believe what team is best situated to bounce back. Obviously, the Cards lost. Couldn't do a damn thing. Negative yards, Kyler Murray, just a piss-poor game, no help, bad turnovers. Odell had more passing yards than him early in the game. This was bad. This was bad. And so this was Cliff Kingsbury's first time in the playoffs. This was Kyler Murray's first time in the playoffs. This was the Cardinals' first time reaching the playoffs since 2015. This squad didn't taste it. And Cliff Kingsbury, he said that playoff football, well, you got to experience it the first time.
There's only one way to experience playoff football, and that's to go through it. And unfortunately, we didn't, you know, play our best game. And I thought L.A. played a great game, had a great plan, and outplayed us and outcoached us. But I think you just got to go through these moments and learn from it and grow from it and use it as motivation.
Yeah, well, I hope he uses it as motivation, because he will be gone next year if they don't have more success than just reaching the playoffs. They're going to have to at least move forward around, or Cliff Kingsbury is going to be an offensive coordinator somewhere in the NFL, or his ass is going to have to go right back to college. You know, how do the Cards bounce back next season? They already play in a tough division. NFC West is not the easiest of things. The Seattle Seahawks will probably be feeling a reality check sooner than later. But it's gonna be tough. I have no idea how the Cards can go ahead and change things up. Kyler Murray needs help. He needed help. This was the same conversation last year. This man can't run around and be Superman and just save the team. Speaking of Superman, oh man, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys losing to San Francisco 23-17. How do the Dallas Cowboys bounce back? I told you yesterday, the pressure is pretty much building on Dak Prescott. You get $40 million. Josh Allen is sitting in front of you on a pay scale. Patrick Mahomes is sitting in front of you on a pay scale. These are two teams, two guys, who will ultimately, one of them, be competing in another AFC championship game. Somebody is going back to back. Dak Prescott is sitting on the couch. Dak Prescott is tweeting out messages to the fans and to the media, letting everybody know, oh yeah, by the way, I was joking. You should not throw anything at officials. And how much pressure is he feeling? So much so that Zach Gelb, yeah, you should listen to Zach Gelb before I come on here on CBS Sports Radio. Hall of Famer, Drew Pearson, Cowboys legend. He spoke about Dak. And even he is losing confidence in him.
I'm just wavering now with Dak. I just saw regression as the season went on, and that's a disappointment at $40 million a year.
I'll tell you, after the game.
That's a disappointment at $2 million a year. It's not about the money. It's about that player playing that position and not improving and declining in a season where we started out so well. You know, we were rolling the first part of the season. Everybody talking about the Cowboys. The Cowboys dominating. We almost had the NFC East won in the first 7 weeks of the season, you know. And then we started going downhill, and a lot of it was on the offensive side of the football, and a lot of it was predicated by the play of the quarterback.
Yeah, Dak went through a slump, but I would still blame Mike McCarthy a little bit more. I'd still climb a little bit further up the food chain, and I'd point the finger at Jerry Jones. There needs to be a talent adjustment, and ultimately they need a better coach. I just don't know if a better coach is available right now, or if changing the coach would be the best move, where the Dallas Cowboys wouldn't walk away looking like a clown show, like a traveling circus. And so what confidence do I have in the Cowboys next season? None. Not with Mike McCarthy at the helm. I expect the Dallas Cowboys to have another winning record to go to the playoffs and then not be strong enough to go all the way to the Super Bowl. I have also lost faith, not in Dak Prescott, but in the Dallas Cowboys overall. You want to talk about another team that typically runs around and operates as a sideshow? What about the Raiders? Rich Bisaccia takes over the reins from Gruden, who is just a sideshow unto himself because of his emails that were uncovered. You think about Ruggs and his car accident and Arnett and his guns, and the list goes on and on and on about some of the off-field distractions that the Raiders have had to deal with. It's unfortunate. And so here they lose to the Bengals. Mike Mayock finally gets canned as general manager. He shouldn't have been the GM in the first damn place. They're looking for a GM. Bisaccia is probably going to be gone. Mark Davis has bungled the whole situation in the order of which you do it. And the Raiders are another embarrassment. There's no surprise here. And Derek Carr and his teammates, just after the loss to the Bengals, when they spoke to the media, they all pretty much said, we want Rich Bisaccia back. Listen.
I think we can all think that he's the right guy. Not just one player, not just one side, but everybody, you know. He's proven people listen to him. And not just people, but our team listens to him. And I love him so much. I'm thankful for him. All of those things will be decisions that I don't get to make. You know, I just play quarterback.
Yeah, you just play quarterback for the Raiders for now. Until a new general manager comes in. Until a new head coach comes in. And you can love the head coach all you want, but Rich Bisaccia, he is likely to be absolutely gone. It is a near certainty that he will be gone. And so what faith do I have in the Raiders that they bounce back next season? None. Bounce back to what? Same old Raiders, right? God bless them, they had a winning season, 10-7. That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. But are we really expecting anything better next year for the Raiders? New GM, new coach, new system. If there's one thing about the Raiders are going to raider. They're going to be a circus, a sideshow. And I mean, if you wanted to look at someone who's worse than Jerry Jones, then just take a look at Mark Davis. What is his qualification in running the Raiders? What is his qualification in owning the Raiders outside of being Al Davis' kid? I couldn't find one. That's a real circus, dead smack in the middle of the desert. This team might actually have a bright spot. This team might actually have a future to look forward to. They might actually be able to build something. What about the Eagles? There was no surprise that they lost to the Buccaneers 31-15. None at all. Had the number one rushing offense this season, playing with Hurts and then also Miles Sanders. No surprises or shocks there. But the Eagles, the first year under Nick Sirianni, 9-8, not all that impressive, but not bad for a first-year coach. Not bad for a quarterback getting his first full round here, first real opportunity to start in the NFL. And so the Eagles, are the Eagles going to be able to bounce back and get to the playoffs again next season? Jalen Hurts seems to think so.
We'll be back. And this is a feeling that will kind of simmer in our hearts, for us all. And with the youth on this football team, definitely coming back hungry.
Yeah, and he deserves to come back. He deserves another opportunity to start. He deserves another chance. And let's see what he can do. I would love to see Jalen Hurts ball out here in the NFL as a starting quarterback. At times, though, I mean, on Sunday, to no one's surprise, he didn't look like he had it. And we expected this. This was the defending champs. It wasn't going to go all roses. A team that has won a championship, although it's been a very long time, even though they haven't had a losing season, is the Steelers. That was the biggest, I'd say the Kansas City Chiefs treated that game like they were at the theme park. Kansas City Chiefs were scoring touchdowns and bouncing pom-poms, doing backflips, hitting a Dougie. The Kansas City Chiefs were out there like this was a walk in a park against the Steelers. Steelers are a proud franchise. Big Ben Roethlisberger he's on his way out the door. And then you got to think about what the future looks like. Who's going? Who's coming? Mike Tomlin, he says when it comes down to going through an offseason of change, he actually embraces it.
I understand change is a part of our business, and you know, I don't run away from it. I'm not overly resistant to it. I don't run to it as well. I don't change for the sake of changing. I'm open to change where appropriate. And so I acknowledge that that's a component of this business and among all parties involved. And so we proceed with that understanding. I'm appreciative of the efforts, but things usually don't stay the same in totality. And so I'm sure we'll be gaining some clarity about that component of it and the division of labor within as we proceed. But it's really early in that process for me. I'm just acknowledging that that's a component of what we're doing here.
Oh, okay, Mike Tomlin. We know that. Here's a different question. The hell are you going to do with those quarterbacks that you already have on the team?
You know, we are proceeding with that assumption. Both guys, Mason and Dwayne, have had their moments, but they'll have to prove that. And not only in the team development process, but through playing itself, man, quarterback mobility is valued. Not only by me, but everyone. It's just a component of today's game and increasingly so.
Oh, it ain't none of those guys. I guess the Steelers are going to wake up and find themselves a quarterback somewhere who can actually get on the ground and run. The Steelers, I would have faith. I do have faith in the organization, but not next year. There is no bounce back for the Steelers next year. Mike Tomlin, unless they can swing one of these big-time, huge trades, Mike Tomlin might be facing his first losing season. We'll see who the quarterback is. Maybe the Steelers can go ahead and swing for the fences. And someone who knows all too well about losing a franchise quarterback, that happens to be the New England Patriots. They were also destroyed by the Buffalo Bills, 47-17. Tough going. Mac Jones, rookie quarterback, getting indoctrinated into the NFL. Not too shabby of a first season here. 22 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. He had the best rookie season of a quarterback. How's he going to move forward with a soon-to-be 70-year-old Bill Belichick? All Belichick has been asked about is his future. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? And he's like, listen, y'all need to stop asking me that. I'm not going nowhere no damn time soon. Listen.
Look, I never said any of that, so don't. That's not what it is. You know, I was asked a question, and I gave an answer. So, it's, you know, nobody ever said it was year-to-year or something else. Like, that was... I never said that. So, yeah, look, I enjoy the job that I have and try to do everything I can to help the team. And that's what I've always done. That's what I'll continue to do.
Oh, Bill Belichick, man of many words. It's the longest sentence he's probably strung together all season long. And so if you think about the teams that have lost, you have the Cards. I don't got no faith in Cliff Kingsbury. You have Dallas. I don't like Mike McCarthy. You have the Raiders. Mark Davis is just some guy playing roulette with the team. The Eagles, still young. You have the Steelers, no quarterback. And then you have the Patriots. If I'm going to have faith that any of these teams can continue to grow and get better next season, to bounce back, I'm going to think it's the Patriots. They have the best coach, the most accomplished coach. He had success with a rookie quarterback. I believe the Patriots are best equipped to bounce back, and then the Steelers, two organizations that actually don't stumble straight across each other. Do the Steelers have a question mark at quarterback? Yes, and absolutely. But I wouldn't be surprised if they went into next season with a star. This is the Steelers. This is a class organization. Let's see if they can hit the jackpot. But what team do I have the most faith in? It's the Patriots. I think they stand the best chance out of all the losers this past weekend to bounce back. I'm going to open up the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you think about the losers from Wild Card Weekend, the Rams, the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Eagles, the Steelers, the Patriots, which team is best positioned to be back in the playoffs next year? I'll take your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about what team that was just eliminated in the wild card round. What team has the best chances of bouncing back next season? What team has the best chance and opportunity at growth? Is it a team like the Eagles with Hurts? Is it a team like the Cards? You think that this was just a bad season, a bad end? I don't think so. Is it a team like the Steelers who has to figure out their quarterback position? Is it the Patriots? Say it's the Pats. I think they have the most stability. I think we saw a good damn season first year out of Mac Jones, and they got the best coach and the best team that's been running strong for the past 20 years. Yes, there's no Brady. But the system, the ecosystem, is still there for success. And we saw that this past season. So I'm going to the phone lines in a second. 855-212-4CBS. Need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by AutoZone. And what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? It's because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries. And they've always got your battery solution. So get in the zone. AutoZone. Sean is calling up from Oregon. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What team is best positioned to bounce back next season?
I think if the Steelers pull it off and get Russell Wilson, they'll be right back in the zone and they'll be Super Bowl contenders straight away. And yeah, I don't know what they can do to do that. Or, you know, I know it's going to have to give up a lot, so I don't know if it'll be worth it. But they might get another ring or two, and they're going to be contenders right away.
Yeah, that's a hell of an if, Sean. You know, I think if I take a look at some other teams, there's some some better ideas and certainties outside of, you know, landing Russell Wilson. I could say that for a lot of teams. If the New York Giants land Russell Wilson, are they going to be improved? Yes. Is he going to stay upright, or is he going to be another, you know, pinball in the pinball machine? That's a question for another day. Rich is calling up from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports. Rich, who's going to bounce back?
Good evening, JR. Great to hear a familiar voice.
Thank you.
I've been a longtime listener and a contributor, so I know you very well. First quick thing, and I'll get into it, because I agree with you, but I just want to offer my condolences to your pal Les.
Oh, yes, at the score. Yes, very unfortunate. Yes, thank you.
Because I know your history, and I know how far you go back. It's a big
loss.
Yeah,
well, I think you might be mixing me up with somebody else, but that's okay.
Well, I thought you were a Chicago guy originally, no?
No, I am a New York and Atlanta guy.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good enough.
Anyway, I was just in Chicago not too long ago, but no.
I just heard you on Chicago airwaves, and it was probably CBS syndicated.
You are correct. CBS Sports Radio, we broadcast to more than 300 cities in North America. Yes, but go on ahead.
No, and I've heard you on that, so I'm sorry. But anyway, let me get into what your comment. I couldn't agree with you more. The Patriots, and you know, and I might be in the minority, but Belichick should be a candidate for Coach of the Year for taking a rookie quarterback and kind of a bunch of guys that are coming back from COVID and putting it together the way he did. Just, I think you win in the NFL with the quarterback and the coach. And check on both of those. And I think you got to watch them very carefully. I think it's clear cut. I think you're right on the money. I think the only other thing I would comment on, teams that are out of the playoffs, and I'll throw this in, and I'm not a Chicago homer. I've been here a while, but I wasn't raised here.
Okay.
Is the watch out now that we're getting rid of Nagy and Pace for the Bears next year.
Okay.
Watch out for them. But I got to tell you something. Look at all the other imposters. You're right about the Steelers. Anybody that gets a franchise quarterback, and you can throw the Jets, the Giants, Houston, you can throw in a lot of stuff, will be a contender or much improved. But I'm talking about the existing core group, regardless of trades and free agents. I'm taking the Patriots. I'm all over this with you.
I hear you. No, I agree with you, Rich, and thank you so much for calling from Chicago. Everybody else has an F. Yeah, really. If this, if that. The Raiders don't have a damn thing in management right now. And what confidence are we supposed to have in them? James is calling from Pennsylvania. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, James, you're live.
Oh, hey, how's it going, JR? Appreciate
I'm terrific.
The show. Love listening
Thanks.
To you every night when I'm coming home from work.
Thanks, man. Go ahead. What team do you think is best positioned to bounce back?
Well, I agree with you on the New England Patriots, but I'm a Raider fan, and I wouldn't sleep on them because I think Derek Carr's still got a lot left in the tank, especially when it comes to, past five seasons, he's been one of the best quarterbacks at leading comebacks in the fourth quarter and game-tying drives. So I think they still kind of have a foot in the door.
Yeah, well, the foot in the door, anybody could have a foot in the door. I think the bigger issue for the Raiders, and James, I don't think you would disagree with me here, is that from a management perspective, they are a bleep show. And it doesn't matter.
Oh, they're a dumpster fire.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what Derek Carr does. He's not the football savior. Whoever comes in ultimately may say, I don't want Derek Carr here. So I don't have confidence in the Raiders. Do I think that they will be an okay team next year? Yeah, sure. But they've been an okay team for years, but okay ain't good enough. They're stuck in the middle. They've been mediocre.
Yeah.
A GM, not having a GM and a coach doesn't make me feel better about that.
Yeah. I mean, I trust me, I see all your points too. Uh-huh. I just think that, I think they're going to have the second best chance as far as that goes. only because of the fact that Derek Carr is still there.
Don't know
if he's going to be there next season, but if he is, I think they might still be able to make a pretty decent run at it.
Okay.
I mean, they played tough against Cincinnati.
At what? A decent run at what?
Still making the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl by any means. I don't think they're going to get much past the first or second round, but
they
still made a pretty good game of it against Cincinnati.
Yeah, let's clock them in at another, I don't know, 10-7 might be too generous. Let's go 9-8 next year with their new general manager and new coach. James, thank you so much for calling up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to the top of the hour, I know we've been talking about some of these teams that are eliminated. We're going to talk about the team that was most recently eliminated. That happens to be the Arizona Cardinals. Not only did they have their lunch taken from them yesterday, they had their lunch taken, the lunch money, their dinner. They had the house taken. They stole the dog. They just got their asses kicked. And next hour, at the top of the hour, I want to go a little bit more in depth about the Arizona Cardinals and what they can look like moving forward in the future, and whether or not the combination of Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury can ultimately net them a championship. I'm going to dive into that at the top of the hour. Right now, I want to finish up on the phone lines. The number, 855-212-4CBS. What team do you feel is best positioned to bounce back? What team recently eliminated right now do you think is in the best position to bounce back next year? Is it the Cards? Is it the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Eagles? I would kind of lean towards the Steelers and the Patriots just because of their histories of stability. The Raiders have been a joke. The Cards, unfortunately, have fallen apart. There's obviously question marks that I just told you we will discuss. The Dallas Cowboys are their own 27-year mystery, and the Raiders are just the Raiders. Let's go to Lynn in San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Who's going to bounce back?
Hey, JR. Always a pleasure, man. Well, it ain't going to be the Raiders. Titanic, Michael Ray Richardson, ship be sinking, but you got to love the Raider fan loyalty. But Derek Carr ain't getting them no Super Bowl no time soon. And like you say, the research you did on Mark Davis, I love it, because when you speak fact. And that's why I'm going to say you picking the Patriots, because you know what you're talking about. So they are going to be number one on the rebuilding, thanks to what you said. My pick is the Cardinals, and simply because Hopkins is awesome. He didn't get a chance to play. He was injured. And the Cardinals just made too many mistakes. I like to think they're going to learn from that, JR. What do you think, man?
Oh, well, Lynn, I'm gonna give a real deep dive on that in about 15 minutes. Be careful out there in that truck. I'm going to talk about that in 15 minutes. I don't believe Hopkins would have made that gigantic of a difference. Maybe he would have, but I think the Cards, their issues are a little bit deeper than that. Griffin is calling from Chicago. Go ahead, Griffin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I love your show. Longtime listener. First time calling in. I just wanted to say, I think the Steelers got to be the closest. I know they don't have their quarterback right, but they've got just about everything right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they have some stars on defense. They have emerging stars on offense. You think about Deontay Johnson continuing to get better every year. Najee Harris, we know the offensive line needs work. Yeah, the reason that I would say the Steelers kind of behind the Patriots is for what you just said. They're not a joke or dumpster fire of an organization, and we just have to see what they do at quarterback. Are they going to go young? Are they going to swing for a vet? I would be a little surprised. A third option is a real option, but I'd be surprised if they just said, here, Mason, give it another try, you know?
I hope they don't. I think they don't need – I think they can plug in a Jimmy G, you know, somebody who's not quite that top-tier quarterback and still be right there. I think Mac Jones's ceiling is that of a Derek Carr or a Jimmy G. I don't think he is going to take you to the next level, especially in the AFC.
Okay, well, time will tell. Not too shabby when you're throwing 22 touchdowns as a rookie. What is he going to do next year? The floor has been set at 22. Does he move to 25 and 30? Is he airing the ball out more? I would think so in his second year. Jay's calling from Alaska. Jay, what team's bouncing back?
Hey, what's going on, JR? So I want to agree with you. I hate to do it, not because I don't want to agree with you, but because of the team. I have to agree with you because of the stability. It's going to be the Patriots probably. I just hate to say that because I hate the Patriots.
A lot of people.
And I wanted to disagree with you on one point with the Raiders. The reason why I think the Raiders have a chance to come back is from what I heard today and yesterday, they're interviewing an executive from the Patriots. And so I think if they get a grown-up in the room at GM, and if they're smart, they keep Bisaccia, and they just upgrade that offensive line and get Derek Carr a dog. I mean, they need a dog, like Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. Then I think the Raiders could be right back in the playoff hunt.
Well,
I mean, if you give Derek Carr, two guys like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, you don't think he played just as good as Burrow? I mean, they wouldn't give Burrow credit for how great he played in that game.
Oh my God!
Derek Carr didn't have nothing. He didn't have nothing.
Oh
like
my
Jamar
God!
Chase
well, Jay. Oh my God! Jeez. Oh man. Yes. I think if I gave anybody, any team, Jamar Chase, I think they'd be better. I think if I gave any team two Jamar Chases, I think they'd be better. I think if I gave any team a competent GM, they'd be better. How about the Raiders don't have a GM? The Raiders are likely not going to have the coach that they have right now. It is unlikely that they get a Jamar Chase-type player. So, I mean, tell me what I know. I think if every basketball team had, I don't know, five Kevin Durants, then I think that they would win the championship every single year. So, I mean, if we had this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And yeah, it's a lot of ifs. Too many of them. Simon from Pittsburgh, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR.
What's up? What are you drinking? Are you drinking water? What's up?
No.
Okay.
So, I think the Steelers are going to be, the best to come back because they have everything that they need. They just need a quarterback. And I think they could get Derek Carr instead of Russell Wilson. I think that would be a better option. Okay. And I don't know if Derek Carr wants to leave the Raiders or what. I think getting someone like him would really add.
Okay. Well, I think he would be better than Mason Rudolph. But I don't know if Derek Carr is going to just bowl me over. I don't know if he's the quarterback that I want to look at for the next 5 to 7 years. I don't know. I wouldn't lean on that one. John is here from New Orleans. Go ahead, John.
Mr. Jackson, thank you so much for taking my call, sir. I love your show. Love how you handle the calls coming in and your dialogue with everybody. I love it. I just want to say real quick, two quick things. Number one, everybody's calling in saying, if we get a quarterback. We don't have management. I'm going to tell you the team and the roster that has the best roster from the weekend that you saw. Dallas Cowboys have the best roster. Now, granted, do they have a suspect history? Absolutely. Have they been known to blow it? Absolutely. But if you look at each team's roster, the Dallas Cowboys have everything set ready to go. And I'm not even a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm just looking at each team's roster.
So what's going to be
– the Cowboys have the best roster.
Yes, but what's going to be different from this past season to next that you feel confident in saying that?
Well, the experience of this season. So them losing in a physical game like this, they now understand we have to play physical. This is playoff football. This isn't in the regular season. I'm beating up on the Giants, who are the mismanagement of all NFL teams. I'm playing physical playoff football against a winning franchise like the 49ers. They've now learned from that. They now are able to grow from that going into training camp this year. They've got the best roster.
I wouldn't be so sure. I think there are larger issues when it boils down to coaching, being prepared. You got to think about the injury factor. I don't necessarily believe getting punched in the mouth in the playoffs is just, hey, we learn from it. We're going to come back and be better. You had another point. Go ahead and make that one quickly.
I do. The only other one I'm going to make, and obviously I sound biased coming from New Orleans, but the best team that did not make it to Wild Card Weekend was the Saints. I mean, they have a championship-level roster. They should have been in the playoffs if the Rams didn't choke. I mean, that would have been, granted, we have a decimated offense, and our offense is terrible. But I just want to put it out there. The best team that did not make it to Wild Card Weekend that will be in Wild Card Weekend next year is the New Orleans Saints. And okay. I know that wasn't your original question.
Yeah,
but I had to throw that out there because that championship level defense and an offensive line.
Sure.
And you know, even with James.
Well, hold on, John. You're running away like a train, man. I got to let you go now, okay? Just letting you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. Damn it. Thank you for bringing up something I didn't ask. Nobody's thinking about the Saints right now. Hey, let's talk to Montana from Wisconsin. Montana, go ahead quickly.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm excellent.
I've been listening to you for a little bit. I've been trying to go through all the football information and stuff that I've been listening to you, and I apologize for your guys' loss for Les. I think Pittsburgh stands a good chance of trying to come back, but going to the Super Bowl next year, no. Maybe making it to the playoffs again, possible. But they got to get their places and their pieces in place, kind of like a puzzle.
Uh-huh.
But I think they can be. They've been a really good team off and on through the years. I mean, they've been contenders, and they've had their moments. But I really think Pittsburgh can come back.
Okay, let's see who they put there at the quarterback position. Yeah, everybody can't have Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, or we just can't wake up and just slap franchise quarterback on XYZ team and say, oh, yeah, well, they'll go to the playoffs. If only it were so easy, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to tell you what's easy. Me taking a break, very easy. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a team that I am not so sure is going to bounce back. Are they going to be a good team? Yes. Should they compete for another playoff spot? Yes. Will they ultimately win something at some point over the next several years? I'll tell you what I think. I'm talking about the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to give you some details when we return. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.